This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. When Carnegie Hall opened in May of 1891, horse-drawn carriages lined up for a quarter mile to see the famous Russian composer Tchaikovsky conduct that evening. More than a century later, the prestige of performing in this legendary concert hall continues to draw the world's greatest artists, including a 22-year-old Russian who made his Carnegie Hall debut 1 year ago. That mesmerizing evening was captured and recently released on this recording. Pianist Daniil Trifonov's career has skyrocketed since winning first prize at both the Tchaikovsky and the Rubinstein competitions in 2011 at age 20. His performances combine flawless technique with incredible depth and sensitivity, attracting fans like pianist Marta Argerich, who declared, "He has everything and more, tenderness and also the demonic element. I never heard anything like that." And that's why his Carnegie Hall debut was so memorable. At the heart of Daniil's recital is Franz Liszt's monumental sonata in B minor. Daniil says this is a sonata that really allows him to explore.
This composition in many ways is a mystery, and the climaxes which reach both in lyrical parts and in more furious, more dramatic parts, just insanely amazing.
This Carnegie Hall program also integrates Alexander Scriabin's Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor, Opus 19, with Chopin's 24 preludes.
You can hear certain influence, especially of Chopin, whom he tremendously admired. For example, you can even find similarities with prelude No. 12, which is also written in G-sharp minor. You can just listen to the 12th prelude and the finale of the second movement of Sonata of Scriabin to see the links and connections in between, in terms of harmony, in terms of character.
When playing the music of Chopin, Daniil says it's important to be spontaneous, especially where the rubato is concerned.
Rubato can be described probably as awareness of multiple layers of time. Flexibility is probably one of the key points to the natural sense of a rubato, as if there is any constriction in the muscles of a hand, then there might be certain blockages of time control of a performance. And when there is enough flexibility, then you can manage in a more natural way the question of the timing.
Daniil says the best way to increase flexibility is to practice underwater.
Swimming is one of my hobbies, and during swimming I was thinking that what if I try to practice underwater? And after that I felt that shoulders open up and a certain feel of distances between the notes. Later I have known that such type of practice is also used by some conductors. I realized later that I'm not alone in this in this exploration.
The Carnegie Hall recital with this rising young Russian star is definitely worth exploring. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.